Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on, we'll be celebrating his 18th anniversary with us later this year. He's VP of Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, author of the 10,000 Commandments Report, which I've been helping him share with my audience for, I don't know, 10, 12, 15, 20, 25, or 30 years. I've forgotten how long we've been doing this. Also, the author of a number of books, including What's Yours Is Mine and also Copy Fights. He's our good friend, Wayne Cruz. Welcome back to the show.
Right, thanks for having me. You know, I cite you in the 10,000 Commandments report. You had that great line about the small business person not getting a paycheck every week and having
to
do what he kills.
That's right.
So I love that one.
That's exactly. Well, that's the truth, you know, and it is the truth.
Well,
I looked at my Social Security. You can get your Social Security payroll information for each year.
That's right.
What Social Security has on record that you earned in any given year. I looked at mine and I looked back over the years and there were some zeros in there.
Yeah.
I'm talking goose eggs,
yeah.
Wayne.
Yeah.
And I went back to my wife and I said, because I'd forgotten, and I said, what? Did we miss our W-2s, not get to these people or something? She said, no, you didn't take a paycheck that year.
Wow. Yeah,
that
see, that's
year.
Like,
that
reminds me of
the
our founder.
Entire year, yeah. Wayne.
That's something. See, that's working without a net. And
that's small. That's my. I have a friend who's a professor. He says, my friend Jim Blasingame lives by his wits.
Yeah.
And but that's what small business owners do. We do work without a net.
Exactly. Well, that's why I think, you know, this whole debate we're having these days over the economy and fights over minimum wages and fights over who's an independent contractor and who's not, all of that stuff really matters because it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to create jobs. Jobs are a cost to the employer. They want to hire people, but jobs are a cost. And the more government makes it difficult, the worse things get for society. I love this letter I saw recently, and I quoted it again in the Financial Times. It was a London businessman complaining about French labor regulations. He said, you know, when I know that I absolutely, positively, definitely must hire a new employee, I take two aspirin and go to bed and wait for him to pass in the morning. And
well, because he can't, if he hires that person, they are actually worse than we are. If he hires that person, he's adopted that person.
That's right.
Because you can't fire people. Denmark's the only country in Europe where you can fire someone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And that's a lot of what he's complaining about. And I think unfortunately, we're trying to move that way here. A lot of the regulatory policies are just pushing people into corporate settings.
Well, look at the minimum wage look what California and New York's doing on minimum wage. What Hillary and Bernie and Obama want to do with a minimum wage. This is ridiculous.
The other day I received one of the Fight for 15 press releases, and I don't know how it is that I got on their mailing list, but I was talking to my folks here, but we need to rework this into Fight for Automation and reissue it.
It's the same thing, though, Wayne. It's all the same thing. No, the Fight for 15 is the same thing as the Fight for Automation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. And the thing is, what's irritating me, though, is some of these organizations that are the progressive organizations are polling small business owners. And I've already seen this. I've done the research on this. They're polling small business owners and saying, how do you feel about a minimum wage increase? Well, small business owners, because I've done the same thing for them, small business owners are saying, it doesn't bother us. We're okay with minimum wage increase because they're already paying people more than minimum wage. It doesn't bother them, right? But they don't ask them, how do you feel about a $15 minimum wage?
Yeah.
So since minimum wage is on the table, and the small business owners say we're not concerned about it. The headline says small business owners are okay with a $15 minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what they're putting out there.
Well, it looks like they've been moving at this from different fronts. You know, the states are doing it, and you got the argument over whether it should be national or not, and the arguments that states ought to select their own if they're going to do it at all. But from the federal government, you've had Obama pushing for and issuing executive orders on minimum wages for contractors, which, as we've talked before, that spills down into the private sector and private entities that are dealing with these contractors and dealing with all the paperwork and whatnot that they have to associate with. So it's a real issue.
And by the way, I specifically polled my people last week about the $15 minimum wage.
Oh,
95% were against.
Yeah.
95%. And I think the other 5% had been ill or something. Hold on to that thought, Wayne. Wayne Cruz, CEI.org, right? CEI.org. Check it out, Wayne Cruz, and I will be right back. 20 till. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Down the street one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.